This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ooh. What's on your mind is on the air. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon on the Talk Radio Town Hall on Education next hour. Higher education, actually. Dr. Mark Hagerot will be here, Chancellor of the University System. This first hour, we can talk about whatever is on your mind. So pick up the phone and call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. And I mean whatever is on your mind. I'm up for anything. Donald Trump has fired his campaign manager today. I planned to talk about Donald Trump anyway, just because there seems to be a fair amount of hand-wringing amongst folks about the poll numbers. I'm not in that camp, but I'm curious if you are, or if you think a shake-up is necessary in the Trump campaign. I think this is a good thing that's happening right now, to have a new campaign manager and maybe look at things a little bit differently. Donald Trump worrying you? Is he giving you things to be concerned about? I wouldn't mind knowing. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Put it this way. Let's test the polls on Donald Trump. You know, folks say the numbers are falling, and they are. My only point is he's been, you know, a lot of his Republican opponents for the nomination, the other 16 candidates, spent months and months and months saying the guy could never win. And they'd always say, look at how terrible he is against Hillary. Well, then he had a couple of polls out where he's actually beating Hillary, and now he's down 6 points to Hillary, and some of the sky is falling? You know, I mean, Donald Trump is running against Hillary Clinton, but he's also running against the media. She's under FBI investigation, and we hear more about something he said about some judge. So, I guess the polls don't surprise me. What I care about is you, honestly. Real people that are watching this, assessing it, making a decision about it, and whether or not you feel differently about Donald Trump. If there's something he said or done, something that concerns you, then I'd love to know about it. Has Donald Trump done anything to lose you? You tell me at 800-228-0550. A bunch of Supreme Court decisions are going to hit today, too. And on the local front, Doug Burgum was with us on Friday. So was Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader. Interesting contrast between the two, because you had, in the case of Doug Burgum, he announced an effort to meet with every legislator, wants to reach out, talk to every legislature. Pushing ahead, going forward, which I thought was bold. That's bold, right? I can think of many a candidate who said, here's my agenda, here's what I'm going to stand for, and I hope they come on board. He's saying, let's talk. Sit down, I want to meet with you. I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't happen a lot. I don't recall an effort like that. And Rich Wardner was also on, and Rich was kind of honest. He just said he was licking his wounds. We have the clip, so we'll play a little bit of that for you, too, today. We're brought to you by the North Dakota Oil Can Program. And I want on your calendar, you to grab your calendar right now and circle a couple of days. July 19th in Mandaree. July 20th for the 4th Annual Oil Can Fishing Derby at the Four Bears Casino Marina. And the 21st, the Stanley Bach and Rocks Cook Fest. Now, what is a cook fest? What is a cook fest? Well, you probably figured out it's food, right? It's free barbecue. And you actually vote your favorite cook team. I like that the best. And then they serve up all kinds of different things. Live music. They have information booths. They have activities and games for the kids. And you can leave your wallet at home. Literally, you pay for nothing. You meet a lot of good folks. They have these very nice info sessions about things that are happening in the Bakken. First one will be 2 until 4 in Mandaree on Tuesday the 19th. And Ron Ness and Lynn Helms, different panels, speaking there, and then the cookout 4 until 7. Okay? And it's fun. It really is. Then the Oil Can Fishing Derby is a blast. There's registration information at NorthDakotaOilCan.com under events. So check that out. If you go to actually in the community, there's an events link. And then Stanley, they do it all over again on the 21st. So it'll be three great days, really a lot of fun, and that'll be here before you know it. Bringing you our fine program today. A couple of ways for you to join the discussion. You can call us at 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All of those on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Todd, the radio god Mitchell is here. Did you have a nice weekend, Todd?
Absolutely. You know, Father's Day weekend and all that. You?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. Our daughter, Hannah, who's our middle child, she left yesterday. She was actually at the University of Mary Friday and Saturday, and then came home Saturday and then flew yesterday to Minneapolis, then to Amsterdam, and then to Rome. She arrived in Rome in the middle of the night. She is with 120 other seniors, North Dakota high school seniors-to-be, as part of the University of Mary's outreach effort to kids who are in Catholic schools around the state. And they go on this, I think this is the 16th annual pilgrimage to Rome. So it does make you a little, you know, I don't know what the word is, but a little bit of a lump in the throat, you know, when you're... And she was, you know, confident about it all and everything and not concerned about it. But it's like...
Grown up so fast.
I know. And it's so weird. Alex, our son, actually did this trip too. So I have the benefit of having been through this before. There's very little contact with them the entire time, right? Because they don't take their phones. It's a pilgrimage. It's not a vacation and they're taking pictures and all. It's none of that. It's, you know, you have a robust schedule. We had Jerome Richter and Mike McMahon on. Two of the folks leading the trip for the University of Mary. Jerome's done this, like, I think, want to say 13 of 16 years or something, a long, long time. And Mike as well, but very neat. Number of priests on the trip as well, and so it should be fun. So that was a little odd for Father's Day because I didn't, you know, I was like, don't go, go, go. You're on the one hand, you're actually told her before she left, I said, you know, this is the best Father's Day gift ever, that you are participating in this and so excited about this and want to take it in because it's life-changing for a lot of these kids. I mean, this is really a neat, neat trip. So that was kind of nice. That was nice. And then Alex was at STEAM school over the weekend. He's getting ready for Rolog, you know. Got to get the STEAM stuff down. I'm sure you're a graduate of STEAM school, right, Todd? Manny?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, Manny is probably, but...
Me either. And but Haley was around. Haley was around all weekend long. And Maria and we... hung out with my father-in-law and brother-in-law and brothers-in-law and just a grand old time. So hope you had a great Father's Day, too. Let's get to it here on the Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Kirby in Minot, first to go. Tell me what's on your mind at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Kirby.
Hey, I got a question and a comment. My question is, why does the legislature not vote on single bill items or single item bills?
Such as?
Well, if they want to make a law, you know, leave it, if it's defense, leave it strictly defense. If it's about whatever, you know, why do they pile all this other crap in there so they turn a good thing into something where, you know, if you vote for something good, then they're throwing crap on the rear end of it that's something that you would never vote for, but in order to get the good thing through, the bad stuff has to go through too. Why do they do that?
Numbers, I guess. I for a second, I thought you were talking about the legislature. You're talking about Congress, obviously, but that's the game they play. I have I don't know how we're doing, but I know we're working on an interview with Pete Sessions, who is the chairman of the House Rules Committee. And I heard him somewhere make an argument that Obama has really gamed the congressional system, and one of the reasons that, you know, they've not, you know, a lot of us are frustrated with Republican leadership because here you are in charge. You know, why don't you do more of what you said you were going to do? Or in your case, reform some of the things you can reform. And he makes the case of how Obama's gummed the works up. And of course, he's over there in the in the executive branch. But I want to hear more about it. So we're going to do that. But I'll add this one to my list. It's a rule. Why are they allowed to add things to bills that are not germane to what the bill is about? It's a good question, Kirby.
Yeah, and my comment is, a day or two after the shooting in Orlando, Hillary, well, first of all, there was an LGBT group out of, I think I heard it was Southern California, came out and endorsed Donald Trump the day after the shooting. And what it is one protected group, which is Muslims, is killing another protected group, which is the homosexuals. And, you know, I disagree with their lifestyle, but that's another story. But they don't need to be killed. My point is, you know, they need protection too. I believe they should have their guns. But Hillary Clinton came out and was talking about the shooter and how he was under FBI investigation and he shouldn't have been able to get a gun. Well, she's under FBI investigation and she wants the nuclear codes.
Good point.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include an excellent line of farm machinery for Dave Stumbo at Euland, Minnesota, including a John Deere 9760 STS Combine, 9682 Ford New Holland Tractor, an 835 and 900 versatile tractors, grain cart, headers, IH semi, and tandem trucks, and excellent tillage, spraying, and farm equipment. This auction will be June 23rd at 10 a.m. at Euland, Minnesota. For detailed information on this excellent equipment auction, log on to Piper's.com.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color options, I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want, they'll find it at below market prices. Great service department, too, in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brent at 701-444-2341. Great service department, too. Call Sonia for your service, 701-444-2341.
For 30 years, the NDFA has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. While the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Emailer says, I'm not at all worried about Trump's recent poll numbers. Not a doubt in my mind he beats Hillary in November. You're not worried about it. My question is, where's this drop coming from? Has he done anything to have you go, whoa, wait a minute, I want to talk about it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails, or you can text Todd at 701- do me this one favor. Don't let Todd be lonely today. Are you lonely
today? Oh, my God, you're singing now.
We don't want him lonely, ladies and gentlemen. 800. No, that's not it. We should get an 800 number. 701-226-8503.
Keeps Todd from singing.
Yeah. Keep me from singing. That's right. I'll sing again if Todd doesn't have enough text to keep him company. High Plains Apache is not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about. As a matter of fact, I want to talk about something I've heard about from growers, and that's the windy spring. Drift becomes a worry to producers. But guess what? Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system. So you select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling or the wind speed. Isn't that nice? You work hard for your money. When you spend a buck, you should expect to get the most for your time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that, and they work very hard to earn your business. It's the businessman sprayer. Works as hard as you do. And a support team to back it up. They have the ETA Center as well. It's 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves. They got it. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts for every brand of sprayer. High Plains Apache, east side court across from Bonanza Mandan, south of Fargo and Frontier, exit 60. Tell them Scott sent you. Back to the calls. Texts, emails. What's on your mind on this Monday? Richard, you're on the road?
Yes, I am. How are you doing this morning?
Well, better now that your radio's right where it's at. Thanks for calling.
You bet. I just wanted to, you know, this election is getting stranger and stranger. You got the Republicans who won't support their candidate, despite the fact that the majority of people voted them in as the nominee. You got Hillary over on the other side going into a contested thing too, even though Bernie lost his bid. He's going to raise Cain at the convention. So, you know, the whole thing is, to me, it's like watching two barking dogs, Hillary and Trump. I'm going to vote for Trump. No question about it, simply because I've been around long enough to remember Hillary when she started. And there's nothing in her history that is worth hanging on to, I guess, for lack of a better word. Anyhow, I just wanted to make that comment. We're sitting right now probably the most important election that we're going to have in many years, and it's a circus.
Yeah, what I'd put at the top of that list that you're just talking about is the fact that that Hillary Clinton, a nominee for president, is under FBI investigation. On the other stuff, you're right. It's a bit of a circus. You got Republicans that have said never Trump. You've got Bernie Sanders, and you got a lot of bizarre stuff. But Hillary Clinton is under FBI investigation. I also think people are underestimating the mood of the country. Nobody, ladies and gentlemen, could have predicted what happened in North Dakota's gubernatorial primary election last Tuesday. Nobody. All right? And while Doug Burgum is not Donald Trump, he is a businessman who's never been in politics before. Okay, sort of running against the status quo. And Wayne Stengem is far from Hillary Clinton, right? I mean, there's no baggage with Wayne Stengem. Great career, great attorney general, great political name, all of that. And a 20-point victory. So, to me, that speaks volumes about where... That's in North Dakota where relatively things are going pretty good compared to the rest of the country. So I'm not buying that Donald Trump's in this measure of huge amount of trouble, mostly because his opponent is under FBI investigation. Tell me what's on your mind. Brian in Jamestown, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Big question today I'm trying to answer. Has Donald Trump done anything to lose you? I mean, I'm trying to test these national polls. See if there's anything that, you know, okay, he did something, I'm just down to, I want to know. He does stuff. I'm not denying that. Is it enough to have you say I'm out of here? Does that happen? Go ahead, Brian. What's on your mind?
Hey, last time I called, I went on a five-minute-long Donald Trump rant. He lost me a long time ago, but neither here nor there. This weekend here on Father's Day, one of the hot topics in my household was gun control. And we keep hearing how mostly liberal people and even some conservative people, they're scared out of their wits because of what happens in society today. They keep saying that, you know, putting more guns out there, more concealed carries, this is not going to fix the problem. And I just think back to a couple weeks ago, I was at a car show, and there's law enforcement at this car show in Jamestown. And I couldn't help but notice that this guy is wearing a full-on flak jacket. He has six different clips, two different pistols, a whole gamut of stuff on his belt. And we're being told that adding more guns to the equation is not going to help. Then why are they recommending that law enforcement do this? Or are we as citizens not allowed the same level of protection that law enforcement is supposed to keep for us in a public setting? It was the same thing at my kid's high school prom. They got guys in full tactical gear, but we're being told everything is okay. I don't buy it, and I don't think reducing the number of guns is going to keep anybody safer. When those people go in and do these public shootings, they're not looking for a visible police presence. They are looking for victims. Those are people who they know will not be armed.
Interesting point. By the way, where did you say the graduation ceremony was?
Not graduation. I'm sorry. I might have misspoke. It was a prom, I don't know, about a month ago or so. And they had a highway patrol there. And this guy, his physical fitness level was pretty high. I mean, he was a scary, intimidating-looking guy. I think he did his purpose. But, yeah, he was in full-on tactical gear. And I just couldn't help but think, you know, what are your kids thinking when they go into a setting like this? Is this going to be normal to have like a militarized police presence? And that's what we're supposed to learn to accept because the liberals are afraid of me owning a gun?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with the highway patrolman being there. I think it's a nice bit of, you know, comfort for the what ifs. But I also agree with you. The idea that somehow a law-abiding citizen is not allowed to carry is ridiculous. Speaking of Donald Trump, this is where he got in some measure of trouble by saying if more people would have had guns inside of the event. And, of course, he says he was talking about, you know, I don't know, bouncers, I guess, or security within the club. Why not? Why not to have more individuals able to do it? But that was, you know, that got twisted in, oh, Donald Trump wants drunk people to run around with guns. But you make a good point as well on the larger gun control issue, Brian. And it is a hot topic right now. Why it isn't now common sense, I have no idea. Look at Chicago, by the way. Let's talk about Chicago when we come back and the crimes this weekend. Just there. Don't go away.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Tim in Florence, South Dakota sends a note. Good morning, Scott. Nothing Donald Trump has done has swayed my support for him. If roles were reversed and news media would expound on how unbelievably crooked Hillary is, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. Polls mean absolutely nothing to me. Just a deceitful way to keep attention away from crooked Hillary. Says Tim in Florence, South Dakota. Does that more closely align with your way of thinking, or have you become concerned? You know, I tend to get sucked into it once in a while. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why? You know, the thing about the judge, for instance. I was trying to figure out where he was at with this legislation on the watch list. Is he with the NRA? Is he against the NRA? Turns out he's with the NRA. Okay, you know, there's a few things here and there. And then I catch myself and say, are you getting sucked into the national media on this? And usually I am. Because I will say this. He's going to say, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, you're going to hear it before the election. He's going to say some things, do some things that are going to upset the apple cart from the norm of a presidential candidate in the home stretch. How do you think he got here? How do you think he got to this point? It's not by following the rules. Okay? And again, I believe, I'll just speak for me, but I believe this represents a lot of people. $20 trillion in debt? Denigrating and defunding the media? Excuse me, the military? Defense? Our defenses in this country? And the disease of political correctness to the point where we allow our country to be brought to its knees in looking the other way on illegal immigration, on refugees that we can't verify are who they say they are and don't mean us harm. Those are the big things, right? $20 trillion in debt. A military that is not getting respect it deserves from our country. An illegal immigration problem and just a lack of any intestinal fortitude to call things what they are the big picture issues that I think allow all the little stuff, if you will, to just be that much less important. I really believe that to be the case. I mentioned before the break Chicago. So anyway, that my take is that those big things are what people are focused on. And the polls miss that. The pundits miss that. All the political norms don't get that. That's what sticks in your craw. You're mad. And you want somebody who is equally mad to take those things on. And you're not going to allow the media to play gotcha and have you go, oh, you're right, I'm done, I'm out of here. And this gun control debate that this gentleman called about before the break, talking about spending lots of time with family members talking about it, bring this one up when it comes up around the water cooler or backyard barbecue. Sunday alone, I've seen a couple of conflicting numbers about this, and I think one is the weekend and one is Sunday. But just Sunday, just Sunday in Chicago, 5 dead, 7 wounded, including a 3-year-old boy in the city of Chicago. A community with a very strict gun control policy. It doesn't work. Now, their argument would be, well, you got to do all of Illinois, you got to do all the 50 states, and then it will work. It will not work. Folks, if there is somebody, I'm sorry, I'm going to say this right now just as in plain English as I can, a little Donald Trump style. If there's someone that wants your vote that is so stupid as to believe the culpable entity for a shooting is the actual object, not the heart, not the person that pulled the trigger, not the human being. They're nuts. They're not worthy of your vote. Marlene and Bismarck, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is that you had, Scott had mentioned the important things that he thought to continue to back Trump. Well, there's one that I think he neglected to mention, that was Supreme Court nominees. I think
it's the most important issue, probably. Yeah, it's probably the most important issue.
Yeah, I think it's probably number one. He kind of, you know, reassured us by naming people that he would consider that we would be good, you know, to look out after our interests, of the country's interests in that area. So I just wanted to mention, not to forget, how important that is. I don't think some people realize really how important that is.
How many people, I don't think a big percentage of people, but I'm curious to your guess, Marlene, how many people that you think you know, percentage-wise, vote for president based on that issue alone?
Oh, percentage-wise? Probably 10% of
exactly.
That.
Probably the same with me. It doesn't get brought up. I mean, it makes no sense because without that, it's everything, right? So in other words, it doesn't matter what laws get passed. If the Supreme Court can say, eh, fine, it's constitutional or not or whatever, just do what they've been doing, they're meaningless. So it's the most important thing. Everything we care about related to the Constitution of this country can be shredded by the Supreme Court.
Yes, and it can last. Those people they stay on until they choose to resign or until they die. This can go, you know, important for years ahead, not just short term.
Yeah, and you're very right. That is number one on the list. It really is. In fact, that's what Ben Carson told us was the reason that he became a Donald Trump fan and endorsed him because, number one, he's a pragmatist. He believes he can win. The one candidate out of the 17 that can actually win the race. And, of course, it defies all the pundits. They're busy hand-wringing. Well, did they ever predict Donald Trump would outlast 16 others for the Republican nomination? So to heck with the pundits. What do they know? Mm-hmm. They have an old playbook. But I believe the vast majority of people who are so mad about illegal immigration and the wall or the $20 trillion in debt or our military freedom that we don't fight political correctness, I think that drives a lot of emotion on voting. What should is the Supreme Court, because I'm with you.
It's not as interesting or of a topic or as, you know, but as the others, but it's the most important, I think. And I don't think Donald Trump himself thought he was going to outlast the 16 other candidates in the beginning. So, you know, I mean, things happen. It's just like you said, and that's my main reason for supporting Trump is the Supreme Court appointment.
That's a good one. Thank you very much, Marlene. Appreciate the call. Go ahead and roll that call that came in off the air on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Well, how I think he got here was that the Obama way of thinking finally permeated into the GOP, or we pulled enough Democrats out in the early primaries that may or may not actually be for Trump, just want to have him to run against Hillary. And based on that, I'm kind of a wait and see, and I do have hope for Trump. I have no hope for Hillary. Bye.
Let me translate that. He thinks Donald Trump's a closet Democrat, I guess. I'm not getting that myself, but I also think you have two choices right now, if we're honest about this. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. And going back to Marlene's point on the Supreme Court, just think who her first three nominees would be for any vacant spot on the Supreme Court. And we already know that his first three would come from a list of 11 that are federalists, that are constitutionalists. That alone should be enough for you to awaken on this. 800-228-0550, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your calls, or text Todd at 701-226-8503. Gun violence for Chicago. January 1 to the middle of June, 1,726 people shot. 300 of those are homicides. Just so far in the month of June, 197 people shot, 32 homicides. And so far this week, 64 shot, nine homicides. In the city of Chicago, a person shot every 2 minutes and 19 seconds. A person is murdered every 13 minutes and 44 seconds. And the city has the strictest gun laws in the nation. Do you need to know any more about this stupid debate? And stop using the senseless murder of people to advance your cause on it, too. Makes me physically ill. John and Bismarck, you're next.
Firearms are concerned. In the preamble of the United States Constitution, it talks on whenever a particular government becomes destructive and improper, its proper ends, the people that may alter or abolish the institution, the institute, a new one more in keeping with their safety and happiness. And Jim Jefferson said the same thing. And the only way you can abolish any government, regardless of what it is to have the firearms in the hands of the people. It also goes on in regards to the authority with the Articles of Confederation, where the states were to retain all the control over the firearms, and as well as the other aspects of what the state didn't want to give any power whatsoever to the federal government to have the say so, like they're trying to do today.
All right, so, John, appreciate your comments. Thank you. Let's see, an emailer says, Scott, I was in the military for 13 years. And have traveled everywhere from Germany to Iraq, two tours. My opinion is they need to change policies. We shouldn't have to drag all of our equipment all over the place to throw it away. What's wrong with passing it down until it's shot, then replace it? I'd say in Iraq, the military threw away and easily $3 million in 1 year while I was there. We called the dumps the surplus story. We called the dumps the surplus store. Oh, I get it. Yeah, that is sad. My goodness. All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Others weighing in here before the end of the hour. Talk Radio Town Hall on Higher Education with Dr. Mark Hegrod, Chancellor of the University System in North Dakota, coming up next hour.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, only $1.79. King size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing how we can use National Safety Month as a launching point to begin developing safer habits.
It's hard to change habits. I'm at a graduation last night and somebody's talking about it's a habit. Boy, I get so much done on the road from Fargo to Bismarck and I can text and I can talk and everything else. And National Safety Month to me, it really is a time to say, you know what, I'm going to try a month or a week to stop texting while driving, to stop, you know, doing something that's unsafe. And, you know, hopefully you can get by a week and say, gosh, you know what, I did that a week. Okay, great, let me try 2 weeks. And let me try the whole month of June. And so that's the part that, you know, you really focus on 1 month like this. Maybe it changes behaviors.
Start your journey to developing safer habits today. Learn more about National Safety Month and download free safety resources at NDSC.org. That's NDSC.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey. I could sleep last night. Good enough to do a little yahoo, a little hee-haw action there. I don't know if it's hee-haw or what that is, but it means you had a good night's sleep, I think. And my pillow wants me to tell you about our 4-for-1 deal. The classic 4-pack combo is $99.98. So let me repeat. You get 4 pillows for under $100, 2 classic pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. Maybe you just didn't quite get enough for Dad. You can double down today. Hey, Dad, I want you to have the best night's sleep ever. Best thing for your health is your sleep. That's how you can most positively impact that. 800-506-9028 is the telephone number. Or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and when you put that promo code in, that's when you'll get this really good deal. You won't find it anywhere else on the website. Can't let everyone have that deal, just our listeners. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. You'll love it. All right, let's see here. Who's next? Looks like Steve in Fargo. What's on your mind, Steve?
Hello, Scott. Scott, yesterday, you're talking about the gun control issue, but yesterday I was listening to your station, of course, and Tom Gresham was on with his gun talk show. And one of the facts that he and his guests pointed out was that wherever there's an NRA gun show, the crime rate drops dramatically because there are so many people in town with guns.
Doesn't surprise me. More guns, less crime. A fellow by the name of John Lott, who's a great researcher, was at the University of Chicago for a lot of years. I think he's somewhere else now. I forget where, but we've interviewed him over the years. Get his book, More Guns, Less Crime. And it's just statistically proven. Again, exactly. this obsession that the gun grabbers have, it just makes no sense. None whatsoever. And how they can blame a gun, like in Florida, we're not blaming a terrorist. Did you hear about the transcript today? They're putting out the transcript of the 911 calls, and they're scrubbing, redacting all of the commentary about Islam from the thing. Because you know why? They don't want to have the American public know even more clearly how this is connected to a jihad. Okay? They want to scrub that out so they can focus on the gun, the actual object, rather than the person behind the decision to kill 49 people and injure the others. This is a disease that needs to be eradicated, folks. We have to take this out. It's stupid. Can you tell I'm a little irritated by it all?
Well, I can tell you're irritated, and I have enough experience to know that if you really want to kill a lot of people, you don't use a gun. You put together a bomb and do it. Have a good week.
Good point, Steve. Thank you for calling. Tom, who's traveling, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to say I think it's time we need to tax campaign contribution. If we tax a waitress's tips, we can tax campaign contribution. And I suggest twice the highest tax rate that an individual pays.
Are you wanting to do this to have less campaign spending, or are you wanting to do this to add to the coffers of the federal government? What's the motive behind it?
I'm thinking the excess campaign contributions that are taxed can go to children's programs like Head Start. We'll do it for the children. I'd also like to say we need to limit terms of the Senate and the House of Representatives, the two terms. I also like to pass a law that you cannot spend any more money on your campaign than what you're going to make in the length of your term. So a president can only spend $1.6 million campaign.
Level of playing field. I really honestly don't have a problem with campaign spending. I want to know where it's coming from so I can determine whether or not you're kowtowing to it, but it's like limiting speech, you know. But anyway, I'm not laying on a platform for president. You obviously are, Tom, so I appreciate the commentary and the comments. Here's an off-air call. Go ahead and roll that, Todd. He's busy reading texts because he's getting 9 million of them. But
well, how I think he got here was that the Obama way of thinking finally permeated into the GOP, or we pulled enough Democrats out in the early primaries that may or may not actually be for Trump, just want to have him to run against Hillary. And based on that, I'm kind of a wait and see, and I do have hope for Trump. I have no hope for Hillary.
Is that the one we ran already?
It is, yeah. I was hoping for the
starting to sound familiar.
Good morning. What we got here is the minority socialists are barking the loudest. I was hoping that we could get the majority conservatives to speak up and maybe blow them away. That's all we got. A bunch of minority big mouths, socialists, want us to be communists. Have a good day.
Minority big mouths. All right. Roll part of the next one. We'll get some of this in.
Morning, Scott. This is Mike from Perm. By the way, If you're not familiar with the Declaration of Independence, you should read this. What that man on the phone said is basically what this reads out to be. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government.
All right, we've got to leave it there.
To
more
provide
for the Talk Radio Town Hall on Education next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Imagine your bathroom transformed, a renovation that could happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hedden to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. They're innovative products. Their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA. 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.